Life Track with Chuck Swindoll is a presentation of Insight for Living Canada.
It isn't the age that bothers us. It's the lack of enthusiasm regarding life that grieves us. One of the attitudes that I would call an enemy is uselessness. It says, I'm over the hill, I get in the way, I'm no longer important to anyone, and that's demoralizing. Akin to that is the attitude of self-pity, which is sort of the woe is me syndrome. If you only knew how bad I have it, you'd understand better why I'm like this. That leads to blame and bitterness. And then there's the attitude of fear, which is a constant fight as people get up in years. And every presidential candidate knows that. That's why he plays on the fears of the aging. Economical fears and health fears and fear of what tomorrow may bring, the losing of one's mind or the losing of one's mate. Perhaps the worst of all of the enemies would be guilt, just plain guilt. What a killer. I blew it, looking back, if only. This is like a raw attitude that works against motivation to go on. They create internal anchors that drag us down and hold us back. What a need we have to counteract those kind of feelings that slam us to the mat and make us surrender. And in many ways, how unfair. How wrong to finish life like that. I said to Cynthia, I've tried to find a story that would really tell it well, and I came across this great biography of Theodore Roosevelt. It's called Carry a Big Stick by George Grant. I'll tell you, it'll put lead in your pencil. I mean, it is terrific. Listen to some of these things. Roosevelt's passion for life was infectious. Everything about him tingled with zest and vitality. He approached every circumstance and situation with consummate gusto and enthusiasm. Once while hiking and climbing in the Adirondacks, he had a Secret Service agent lower him with a rope around his ankles into a wide gorge so he could take a close-up photograph of a bird's nest. But when the agent tried to pull the president back up the cliff, he was unable to manage. Impatient, Roosevelt yelled to the man, "Just cut the rope!" Horrified, the agent refused. There was a 30-foot drop between the president and the rushing water below. "Cut the rope!" Roosevelt screamed. By this time, the agent was panic-stricken. He could think of nothing to do. So the president took matters into his own hands and cut the rope himself. He plunged into the icy waters below, terrified. The agent scrambled down a trail to the bottom of the gorge to discover the president lying at the water's edge, half conscious, cut, bruised, soaked to the bone, laughing hysterically. The great man looked up at him, smiled a big, toothy grin, and said, "My, wasn't that just bully?" Are you somewhere in that story, or are you light years away? What are you doing with the rest of your life? What are you doing worried about age or when everybody else retires?
What's holding you back? Feelings of uselessness, self-pity, fear? Guilt? Well, it's never too late or too early to make positive changes. When the Lord occupies first place in your life, you can live each day enthusiastically for Him. And that is a great way to live.
This is Steve Johnson of Insight for Living Canada. Listen to more of Chuck Swindoll's LifeTrack messages at lifetrack.ca. LifeTrack, where life and truth meet.
The preceding LifeTrack presentation was brought to you by Insight for Living Canada. The original message, The Secret, An Attitude of Fortitude, was copyrighted in 2001, and this LifeTrack sound recording was copyrighted in 2011 by Charles R. Swindoll Incorporated. All rights are reserved worldwide.